poll, "Half of Americans See Mass Migration as Critical Threat," by Neil Monroe on August 2, 2024. Half of all Americans say large numbers of immigrants and refugees are a critical threat to the nation, according to a survey conducted for the pro-migration Chicago Council of Global Affairs. 83% of GOP voters and 45% of swing voters described migration as a critical threat, said the August 2 report, which skewed the result by hiding the additional share of Americans who said immigration is an important but not critical threat. Watch, FMR. Obama ICE Director, Harris owns part of untenable border we had under Biden whether or not she was SAR. 61% of Republicans and 37% of all respondents believe that immigrants from other cultures have a mainly negative impact on American society, the report admitted. 55% of Americans want a border wall, the report admitted. Half of all Republicans also want to decrease legal immigration, alongside 31% of the independents, the report said. Those numbers may rise further because roughly 40% of respondents are largely ignoring the issue of migration. That large passivity is encouraged by the many GOP strategists and legislators who downplay the economic impact of the policy, usually under pressure from donors, the report noted. Perhaps because Republicans are themselves very focused on the issue, they don't think U.S. leaders are as focused on immigration as they should be. The vast majority of Republicans, 84%, say U.S. leaders are not giving enough attention to immigration, and a majority of Americans overall, 59%, and independents, 57%, agree, as do a plurality of Democrats, 41%. The survey skewed the results by using aggressive language, detain millions of undocumented immigrants in mass detention camps, to magnify opposition to the repatriation of migrants back to their homes. A majority of Americans, 65%, along with 8 in 10 Democrats, 80%, and two-thirds of independents, 68%, oppose doing so. By contrast, a majority of Republicans, 57%, favor detaining millions of undocumented immigrants in camps, 41% oppose. The survey did not offer accurate information to the respondents, even though the establishment media hide the scale of migration into American society. The survey of 2,106 adults, not citizens or voters, was conducted in July. It was sponsored by investor Lester Crown, the Korea Foundation, and the United States-Japan Foundation. Watch, Dem Governor Grisham on if Harris should moderate from decriminalizing border crossing, she's backed what we need. In general, investors want to keep illegal immigrants in the United States where they can be used as consumers, renters, and workers. That option is seen as easier and safer for investors, who otherwise would be pressured to invest in the developing countries that are now sending migrants into Americans' jobs, markets, and apartments. The report insisted that Republican views of immigrants and immigration policy largely diverge from overall American attitudes. Compared to Democrats, GOP voters maintain far more sympathy with fellow Americans who are disadvantaged by government-sponsored migration, the survey shows. In 2010, Americans were divided over whether illegal immigrants took jobs from Americans who needed them, 49%, or took jobs no one wanted, 48%. Today, a majority of Americans say they mostly take jobs nobody wants, 69%, 29% take jobs from Americans who need them. Majorities of Democrats, 87%, and independents, 70%, agree with this jobs no one wanted view, as do half of Republicans, 48%, while 49% of Republicans say migrants take jobs from Americans who need them. The Chicago survey matches other polls showing rising public alarm and opposition towards the government-engineered inflow of millions of legal, illegal, and quasi-legal migrants. A July Harvard-Harris poll shows majority support for former President Donald Trump's mainstream campaign promise to carry out the largest deportation operation in American history. Trump's promise to carry out the largest deportation operation in American history wins 62% support. That includes 39% who strongly support it and 23% who somewhat support it. 17% somewhat oppose it, and 20% strongly oppose it. A 55% majority of Americans want reductions in migration. Gallup reported on July 12, despite elite insistence that the United States is a nation of immigrants. The June 3 to 23 poll results showed that 55% of Americans want migration reductions, while just 16% want more migration. Extraction migration. Since at least 1990, the federal government has quietly adopted a policy of extraction migration to grow the consumer economy after it helped investors move the high-wage manufacturing sector to lower-wage countries. The migration policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries. The additional workers, white-collar graduates, consumers, and renters push up stock values by shrinking Americans' wages, subsidizing low-productivity companies, boosting rents, and spiking real estate prices. The little-recognized economic policy has loosened the economic and civic feedback signals that animate a stable economy and democracy. It has pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors, reduced Americans' productivity and political clout, slowed high-tech innovation, shrunk trade, crippled civic solidarity, and incentivized government officials and progressives to ignore the rising death rate of discarded, low-status Americans. Donald Trump's campaign team recognizes the economic impact of migration. Biden's unpopular policy is flooding America's labor pool with millions of low-wage illegal migrants who are directly attacking the wages and opportunities of hard-working Americans, said a May statement from Trump's campaign. The secretive economic policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors and government agencies with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. Similar policies have damaged citizens and economies in Canada and the United Kingdom. The colonialism-like policy has also damaged small nations and has killed hundreds of Americans and thousands of migrants, including many on the taxpayer-funded jungle trail through the Darien Gap in Panama.